Shalom to all. Today's episode of Shalom Baikon Daf Test. We are starting about halfway through the Amud with Halacha Beis, and today's episode sponsored by Lilinishmas Maris Miriam Sarabas Biyaka Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Misha says V'chein Mishaya Yenim Sechah Bar. Also, somebody whose wine was inside the bar is inside the storage tank. The reason why the Mishnah is starting out with also is because it's a continuation of the previous Mishnah where we spoke about a person who had begun working with his olives ready to press them, and then something happened. Now it's Chol Moed. What does he do? So this is very similar. If he has his wine already pressed, it's sitting in the bar, which is the vat that's underneath the wine press. That's where everything flows before it's put into the barrel or bottles, and then we were avel or ines or sheyatu. Either became an avel, or some unforeseen circumstance happened, or the workers tricked him. So what does he do with chol hamoed? The wine's going to get ruined. So zeh v'gamer v'gaf kedarko did Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that he's allowed to transfer the wine from the vat into barrels or bottles. He could finish the whole thing, and even v'gaf gimel fei, he could seal them up completely, finishing the whole thing. And that's like Rabbi Yosi, the previous mishnah. Whereas Rabbi Yudaimer, he says no. Isolately mood the mishul shel yachmetz. He's only had to put wooden boards on top of the storage tank in order to prevent it from going bad. But he's not allowed to do more than that. And this also Rebula Shitasai, the person's only allowed to work on Chol Moed to prevent a great loss. And even if that's going to cause him a small loss, that's not a problem. We're not chashish for that. So the Gemara tells us, Rab Zera says, Loi Amar Ella, V'chein Misha Yen B'Sei Chabar. The Mishnah only describes a case if the wine was already inside the bar, which means the grapes were already pressed before Yom Tif, before Chol Moed, and he has the wine sitting there, and all he has to do is just transfer the wine. Haket Chila, Aser. That's clearly Masha from the Mishnah that he's not allowed to start the process from the beginning. He's not allowed to harvest his grapes and then squeeze them into wine. The question is, man and kamen, what are we referring to here? Im shigiyas man of tzar, if it was time for the grape harvest before Yom Tov, v'loy batzar, and he didn't harvest them, hu chatal nafshei, he sinned against himself, which means it's his fault that he didn't harvest them. Of course, he's not allowed to do anything with his grapes. And im b'shalei giyas man of tzar, if it wasn't yet time to harvest his grapes before Chol Moed, yachal havakayim, they were able to stay on the vines up until then, and now that it became Chol Moed, and it's time for the grape harvest, why should he not be allowed to harvest his grapes? If he doesn't harvest them and press them into wine, they're going to shrivel up and go bad. So why should he not be allowed to do that? Why is Mishnah talking about a situation where he already harvests his grapes, he pressed them into wine, and now there's some sort of interim stage that he's in, and maybe he's allowed to do this malacha or that one. El, can I comment? Rather, what are we referring to? B'shigiyas man liftar, it's referring to where the grape harvest was already before Yom Tov, and avasavar du yachal kayim v'loy kam. He thought that he was able to leave his grapes on the vine and be okay after Yom Tov. Then he realized that they're not going to last and they're going to shrivel up, and that's the situation Mishnah is referring to. If he had not yet harvested his grapes, he's not allowed to anymore because he really should have before Yom Tov. However, if he did harvest them and he even began pressing them into wine, but then a davar Avel or something happened, so then he's allowed to continue. According to Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have something similar. Kador Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yanai, just like Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yanai, Katav Kar Rabbi Mayada, he harvested his grapes on Chol Moed because they only became ready to harvest the Chol Moed, and if he waited, they would have gotten ruined. And what happened? Chol Moed called Amav Katun Basrei. Everyone else saw, and they harvested their grapes after him, following his lead. And the problem was that they were not allowed to harvest their grapes. They really should have done it before Yom Tov. So he realized he had to fix this up. B'shasa Charisa, the next year, Shavke, he left his grapes on the vine, and Yavish they ended up drying up, and that's because he wanted to show everyone that really you're not allowed to harvest them unless they became ready on Chol Moed. However, Yalfun Mekalkalta Umetakanta La Yalfun, they only learned from the Kilkel case, meaning they only learned from that which he did. Beheter, obviously they misconstrued it and took it in the wrong way, but they didn't learn anything from that which he was trying to metagain. Now Tasman based on topic market use with a number of different things are allowed to be done on Chol Moed. Ruchir Bar Ashi says B'Shem Rav, Huha Ra Sharam Yavdina B'Mayada, one's allowed to make a fish trap on Chol Moed, Lotud Badagim B'Mayad, in order to trap fish on Chol Moed. That's because it's Tsar Chol Moed. Now Rabbi Huda Hairu B'Ilan Muhulaya, Rabbi Huda Paskin regarding sieves, the Sharam Yavdina B'Mayada, Letzar Chol Moed, one's allowed to make a sieve on Chol Moed if he needs it for Chol Moed. And Rav Ami Harin B'Ilan Pumpaya, Rav Ami Paskin regarding a grater of sorts, maybe it's a cheese grater or a potato grater or something, Sharam Yavdina B'Mayada, one's allowed to make it on Chol Moed, Letzar Chol Moed for Chol Moed. And Rabbanda Kesar and Amri, they say, the Masikin Lafasim Ugederos Letzar Chol Moed, one's allowed to fire up pans and pots for Chol Moed. When they would make clay pans and pots and different things like that, after the clay dried, they'd fire them up in a kiln, it would get to a very high temperature, and that would seal it and make it properly usable as a clay. So one's allowed to do that on Chol Moed, so that he could use it. And lastly, Shmuel Amr, he says, Zefasin Garba, Veloy Zefasin Kozza. One's allowed to put Zephas, pitch, on the inside of a barrel, but not on the inside of a pitcher. Zefasin Garba, the reason why one's allowed to line pitch on the inside of a barrel is because Dezivso Daktakira, it's a very thin layer of pitch, and therefore it's not Tir Chesera. But Veloy Zefasin Kozza, no doing this to a small pitcher, Dezivsta Glida, it needs a really thick layer, and that's Tir Chesera. However, Istam Chalfin, those are switch it around. The Zefasin Kozza, Veloy Zefasin Garba, one's only allowed to do this to a pitcher and not to a barrel. Why is that? Zavzan Kosta Shilasha. That's because it's for the current time. He needs to use it right now for Chol Moed, and therefore it's Letzar Chol Moed. But Veloy Zavzan Garba, one's now to shmir pitch on the inside of a barrel, Shilashos, because that's for a very long time, even though he wants to put his wine in it on Chol Moed, since the wine or whatever other liquid he's putting in the barrel is going to be sitting there for a very long time. So really, this work could be considered to be for after the Moed, therefore it's not allowed to be done on Chol Moed. So we have these two different ways of looking at it. And on Talacha Gemel, the Mishnah tells us, Machas on the Paris of Bnei Ganavim, a person allowed to bring his produce inside because of Ganavim, he doesn't want want to be stolen. And Vishala Pishtanamina Mishra Bishvil Shalitayaved, he's allowed to take his Pishtan, his flax, from the Mishra, from where it's soaking, so that it doesn't get ruined. If flax soaks for too long, it gets ruined, so that's allowed to be taken out of Chalamayd. It will vachalay Khamras Machtamayd, that's as long as he didn't plan that he's gonna end up doing this on Chalamayd. We've had this term a number of times before. And Vakul and all of these things, in Kivnos Machtamayd, if the person planned, they made their schedule, I'm gonna do this work on Chalamayd, Yavedu, it shall be lost, which means according to some, he's allowed to benefit from it. According to others, Bezin actually takes it away from him and makes it hefker so he doesn't gain from it. Says the Gemara, Udalik Reb Yudah. This is not like Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah Amar, he says, Yeshiva Shomer, a person should sit and watch his produce. He doesn't want his produce to get stolen, so he should sit there and watch it. He's not allowed to be toireach on the mayid to bring it inside if he's able to sit and watch it. Reb Yaakov Rachas is Vishnu Rabbanon, Prakmatia Veda. If merchandise is going to get ruined where it is, Shomer Metatlo Mayida, one's allowed to metatlo on Chal Mayid, because that's a Davar Aved. Reb Yaakov Rachas is Vishnu Rabbiasa, Hadashai Rasa Shari Mizbin Mina B'Mayada. If there's a Shayara, a caravan that's going through town, one's allowed to purchase from it on Chal Mayid. That's because the caravans used to sell merchandise for really cheap, significantly less than the stores, and that's considered a davar aved. If a person doesn't buy it now on Chol HaMoed, it's going to be much more expensive after Chol HaMoed, and so he's allowed to buy it now. Now, something similar, let's say a person knows that after Yom Tov, a caravan is going to be coming through town, and they're going to be selling merchandise for really cheap, and that means that he's going to have to sell his merchandise for really cheap as well, because if not, no one's going to buy it from him, and that's going to end up being a loss. So is he allowed to sell his merchandise on Chol HaMoed for regular price, so that afterwards, he doesn't come to a big loss? That's the question. So Amar Rav Marmana says, in Yadu Doloi Mizban, if he knows he's not going to be able to sell his Vupachas Min Agra, and he's going to lose profit, Yazbin, then he's allowed to sell on Chol HaMoed. V'iloi, lo Yazbin, but if not, then he's not allowed to sell it. Now Amar Rav Yosef Rabban, he says, Agra V'Karna Karen Hu? Do we look at profit and the original amount, all as the Karen, as the original? How could you say that if he's going to lose profit, so then he's allowed to sell on Chol HaMoed? He's not losing the original amount that he paid for it, and that's why he argues and says it's different. Yadu Doloi Mazbin, Vupachas Min Karna, if he knows that he's not going to be able to sell his merchandise for regular price, and he's going to lose from even the base price that he paid for it, Yazbein, so then he's allowed to sell on Chol HaMoed. But if not, lo Yazbein, then he's not allowed to sell on Chol HaMoed. More about selling on Chol HaMoed, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisa, Harun Ba'adein L'Saita, they pass in regards to a L'Saita, which is like the covering of sorts for a boat. Shari Mizavante B'Mayada, one's allowed to sell on Chol HaMoed, L'Tzar HaMoed, for Chol HaMoed, that's because the seller needs the money for Chol HaMoed, so he's allowed to sell this thing. And Rabbi Yitzchak Reb Elazar, Mifgal Rabbi Shaya, Reb Shammai, to have a Parash. Rabbi Yitzchak Reb Elazar instructed Rabbi Shaya, Reb Shammai, who's going to be Parash. He was going to go on a little sea journey. This was on Chol HaMoed. He was intending to sell merchandise of his. So he told him as follows, Inat Yada da At Mizabein, if you know you're going to be able to sell it, Ve'ilfa Murchalach, and the boat is going to wait for you, and Vat Asi Mishti Gabon, and then you're going to be able to come back with this profit that you made, and you're going to come and drink with us. So in Zabein, you're allowed to sell your stuff. Ve'iloi, but if not, Loid Zabein, you're not allowed to sell it, because it's not considered Lutzar Chol HaMoed. You're not gaining anything for Chol HaMoed. And lastly, Rabbi Yehuda Baitzra, Yahavle Sfarin, Rabbi Yehuda Baitzra, he had Sfarim, he had books that he was going to sell. Shalar Rav Huni, asked Rav Huna, Ma'am is Avantun Ma'eda. So Amalei told him, Mechtiat Ma'eda, you're going to be Mesameach the Yom Tov, Shasiat Kunditun, because you're going to drink Kunditun with us. In other words, when you sell this, you're going to use some of the money to buy Kunditun, which was like a yummy spiced wine drink. You're going to drink with us, and then that's going to be Mesameach the Ma'ed, so you're allowed to do it. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with more discussions. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.